Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio, brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service. This past week, had a chance to go to the Minnesota State Fair, visiting with Minnesota Department of Ag Commissioner Tom Peterson. And, well, we found Tom not in the office, not in the agriculture building. He was in the horse barn this week.
It's really fun to be here in the horse barn. I actually try not to leave the horse barn for the next 3 days. I do have things I do as commissioner and get around, which is kind of nice to be an exhibitor. You get to hang out with everybody, show your animals, but then I can go do different things. I think we're doing something in the sheep barn here a little bit later at noon, and I have different people that come to visit, whether it's legislators or other dignitaries from around the world that want to see our fair. So I kind of get the best of both worlds, and I get to visit with a lot of farmers here.
You know, Tom, we walked up the visit, and here you're, you know, talking to a bunch of kids and talking about your horse, and it's probably the first time they've even touched a horse before.
Yeah, I always wonder, you know, I've been doing this forever. My wife and I always think, we wonder how many thousands of pictures we're in, because anytime I bring one of the horses out, you see that. And I really like that opportunity that people get to feel an animal and see it up close, and that is really a neat deal. And it's a good opportunity that we have all around the fair here, whether it's the Moo booth or the Baa booth or the Miracle Birth Center. There's all kinds of opportunities for people to interact with agriculture, which is so important.
How did you ever get involved in horses, Tom?
Yeah, I grew up with horses. My mom was involved in horses, and then I just kind of took it up as a kid and through 4-H and everything and stayed doing it. And then I kind of went into the business for a long time. I broke horses, showed horses, trained horses, and then about 30 years ago, my mom and I got into these miniature horses, and now that's kind of all I specialize in. So, but a long time, I think this is my 40-some year exhibiting at the fair, and my kids are doing it now too and everything, and so hopefully we can keep doing it a few more years yet.
You know, Tom, it's just an example of this fair is still very agriculture rich yet.
Yeah, I saw an editorial last week in the Star Tribune that kind of said there's no agriculture at the fair anymore. And people blame that on Machinery Hill. And they have this, like, old idea of Machinery Hill. But even Machinery Hill, if you go up there, like, they still have a lot of John Deere, Case. There's a lot of New Holland. There's a lot of agriculture up there. But you get down to the barns here and you look around, like, last week on FFA or 4-H last weekend, FFA next week, an open class right now. We have literally thousands of farm families from all over the state and the nation, but showing animals here in really high quality. That dairy, the 4-H dairy show last weekend, the cattle show. I mean, these are some top-notch animals. But then you have Farmers Union, Farm Bureau. You go into the dairy building, Princess K, Miracle Birth Center. There's agriculture all over the fair. And my last thing, Joe, is it is an ag society. It's run by, you know, our ag societies from around the state. And our state fair doesn't take state dollars like many. It runs independently. And so, yeah, always proud of the agriculture that's here at our fair.
You know, Tom, too, you mentioned dignitaries and other folks. It's a great stage to have those conversations, you know, and you can talk to farmers, too. I guess from a farmer perspective, we're seeing some great crops out there, but economically things are pretty tight.
Yeah, and that's kind of the thing that I get sitting here at the horse barn already this morning as farmers coming by. And, you know, last farmer, he just told me, I'm trying to see if I can get this right. He said the bad news is the prices are, you know, not good right now. Of course, especially soybeans and corn, but the good news is I have a lot of it, you know, and so that's what it's looking like, a bumper crop. And, you know, so for those grain folks, you know, we're working hard on that to see what we can do. You know, it's not just trade. Our livestock numbers have gone way down after our droughts in 21 and 23. Our cattle numbers are at all-time low. It takes a while to rebuild that cattle herd, and you know, and we'll keep working on that. But finding things, whether it's biofuels and other things, to help keep getting those prices going. Of course, the cattle people are a different deal here. And so, you know, it's good to see. But it also helps, you know, firsthand to hear that firsthand. But, you know, it is concerning. We see that, you know, trains aren't going. And the other thing that's compounding is people are buying fall fertilizer right now and locking in next spring and seeing those prices. And so it's a concern. We know mediations are way up too. But we're, you know, working on that as much as we can right now.
Tom, I heard Deputy Secretary
Commissioner Vobel the other day, too, saying you're looking for comments right now, kind of a comment period. Is that
yeah,
true?
Yeah, and so we have the next legislative session starts in February next year, and then our department, we open up for the next legislative session. People can comment and say, what would you like to see us do, whether it's a policy or finance, instead of us, and we have great people at the Department of Agriculture coming up with great ideas. We asked Minnesotans, and this is the fourth year we've done that, and we've been able to come up with things like, you know, whether that's more meat processing or somebody to help with grants on meat processing. We've done the dairy with an eye payments. We've done down payment assistance, grants for beginning farmers, a lot of different pieces, wolf and elk payments. You know, but it's kind of neat when one person says something. When we hear it for four or five, you know, it's that sometimes it's just a little tweak we need to do at the department that maybe helps a milk inspection or something with somebody who's selling baked goods at a farmer's market. And so that's open right now. It's on the front of our website. Encourage people to check that out.
So, Tom, what's the latest hay auction price?
You know, the latest hay auction price that I was at, and I go to Rock Creek, it's still pretty low. You know, it's funny, square bales are, you know, in that 5 to 7 range because nobody can get decent hay put up. This is the sweet spot right now here for a couple of weeks. I saw last night a lot of people trying to get hay up, but those round bales, you know, are still in the $10 to $30 range, you know, and there's a lot of them, but it's the last year's hay, and then the hay this year, it just hasn't been great put up. But nice hay is, you know, going to bring a little more, but we'll see. You know, it's, again, we've not as many cattle to feed, but, you know, I try to stop as much as I can and check those prices out, but it's still a little frustrating for some of those folks.
I know Tuesday I was at Central Livestock. The highest crossbred baby calf I saw was, I think, $13.50.
Oh, geez. I look at those. I try to stop at Rock Creek on Mondays, and you look at those pairs coming through or bull calves and just seeing those prices. It's good to see, too, in a way, because I think cattle guys, you know, they've been farms, they've had prices, and it's good to see folks able to pay some bills and things like that. So I kind of go back and forth because we know the crop side's tough right now. But on the flip side, you know, and you wonder where does it all go, you know, but people are still paying for, good quality beef and everything. And we have a lot of interest in trade. So we'll see. And hopefully those prices stay up for a while.
You know what I hear, too, on the dairy side, it's bridging the gap with $17 and $18 milk when they can sell a baby calf or even a cull cow at $1.60. It's a big difference.
Yeah, and you really see that on the cull market or on the calf side, the ones that you're selling and everything. I talked to a couple of dairy farmers this week, and they've been, you know, pleasantly surprised. And that does help bridge some of that because, again, too, dairy having a couple of good days, and we'd like those prices to come up a little bit on the dairy, but at least they're not, you know, in the 9-10 range where they were a couple of years ago, just probably 2.5 years ago. And so, you know, continue to work on that, too, as well.
Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio, brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service, located right off I-94 in Avon. Also, a big thank you to Commissioner Tom Peterson, carving out a few minutes to visit while he was busy getting ready for the big horse shows this week at the Minnesota State Fair. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joe Gill.